שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא משחק, נקרא קטעים נבהרים מן המקורות, אנחנו נמצאים בקטע משחק.
In a lesson on the topic of playing, of acting, we're going to continue with excerpt number 13 from our source materials. You can find the source materials on our site or on the Arvut system under the study material button. You can send questions there as well. Pertinent questions to the topic will be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
מילים להגיד על העניין זיכוך. יש עניין הזדחות המסך.
I want to say a few words about the purification, הזדחות of the מסך that we talk about. We talk about the purification of the screen, but that's already a screen, it's overcoming itself. But here it's even before that, where this force of my ego that I want to subdue myself and play as if there is no partition in which the Creator wants to influence or change my society and the way it is. As I'm on the way to the society and I hide it and it bothers and it causes damage in the group, in society. How do I make myself such a zero that the Creator bestows as if I'm not in His way, on His way towards the society? And even where I go later and feel with Him His qualities that are in the upper light, and then I increase those qualities more and more, and then by my coarseness, which becomes purity, I increase the upper light in my corrected state and influence the society in such a way. But first of all, it's a matter of this refinement. Here, it's written for me, annulment and subjugation, but it's actually in the same direction. So the question is here, how do I annul myself in such a way that I am no longer a barrier of the influence of the Creator towards the society? Because it's for sure that right now I am a disturbance. I am the one who's bothering along the way. As I am influencing the society, and each of us influences the society, and therefore we don't feel the Creator, but in place of Him we feel how the upper abstract light comes through us all, and all together that's what we feel. That we are behind these filters that bring us what each and every one stands in the way of the Creator to illuminate us with that abstract light. How do we, each of us, express himself just like the topic is still with us, annulment and subjugation? How do we do annulment and subjugation in order to not be the one who's bothering the influence of the Creator, the bestowal of the Creator towards the group, towards the society? Meaning, as much as I can do it in such a way that I nullify myself towards the Creator and want specifically for His qualities to go through me to the ten and go in such a way where I will not change them. That's called subjugation, where I will feel that it's not me who's operating towards the ten, but rather the Creator is operating through me. And in such a way, I will see in every single friend of mine that if I subdue myself, subjugate myself in such a way, I will see that my friends are also doing that way. Because anyone who negates those does so with his own flaws. And then to the same extent that I truly subjugate myself, I will see that they too are subjugating themselves. And then the Creator is operating in the same true measure upon me. And all in all, it is revealed in the society, meaning my subjugation in the society defines the extent in which the society will be corrected. I don't need to wait for other friends to correct themselves so that the Creator will be able through them to bestow in a true manner upon the society. But rather, if I do my subjugation and an annulment towards the society, I will see them to the same extent in a normal way, because anyone who negates does so in his own flaws. And it turns out that all together, my work is to not bother the Creator in bestowing to the society, such that I will be refined, pure, such that I will not lessen or warp or deviate the influence of the light upon the friends as much as possible. And that is my main work towards the ten. So it works out that I am working towards them as the Keter, as I refine myself to the degree of a true zero, and then the Creator operates through me and does with me what the upper wants to be done. And I have no word in this or desire of my own, just to be completely nullified towards the action of the Creator upon the ten. That's the first topic that we need to talk and try to incorporate in. Please, talk about this.
Sadhana.
Workshop. How do I annul myself to such an extent that the Creator bestows upon the society through me, where I am seemingly not there and do not form any form of a partition between him and the society? Please.
We'll start from awakening the heart of each and every friend in the world, awakening love and connection, yearning for connection, at least.
It's actually such a request where the Creator will give the possibility of being a zero, such that His love in a pure way, in a complete way, will come to the friends.
It's such a beautiful portrayal that the Creator basically works behind every friend or through each friend. And we have to see it to the point that we'll actually discover the abstract light, to always yearn for that picture, that we become like translucent to each other, that we don't disturb or distort the light's actions.
And to not bother the light that's coming to the friends, we need to somewhat be similar to the Creator by not wanting anything for myself, but everything I want is only for the benefit of the friends. Then I'm somewhat similar to the Creator, and the light can go through me without being warped.
To ask for strength for each of the friends, so he can be the contributing part in the system, and to always be able to play that role, and especially get this strength through the lesson.
has to be a pipe through that unique point that I have from the Creator to the friends, to ask the Creator to move all the love bestowal and love and light from Him through me out of nullifying completely towards the friends, for them to be in adhesion.
Maybe also the request, the annulment is like the request for the friends, coming out of myself and asking for the friends is like this, the analogy of how, analogous to how the Creator bestows to them, and I want to bestow to them too.
For me, the Creator is the ten. So to nullify myself, for me to be we with the Creator.
Yeah, the Creator hears us only when we become one. When we group together as one, the Creator can listen and pass through us.
Kiev 1 wanted to ask something? Yes or no?
I don't see him.
I don't see him before me now.
Vlad, Kiev.
Vlad, Kiev.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask. I wanted to ask, how do I pass this force of the Creator to the ten without posing a disturbance? What is that force?
As you nullify yourself forcefully with this searching and that inner effort where you don't want to activate your will to receive your ego, which is usually what makes up the partition between us and the Creator. If you want to cancel or nullify that partition, then in those efforts you, to that extent, you're giving a place for the Creator to appear. And by that, you're acquiring the degree of bestowal, the qualities of Bina. That is what the Creator bestows through you, His bestowal towards everyone. That's on one hand. On the other hand, you will then start to work in receiving in order to bestow. You'll be able to add to it as well. From your side, from your ego, to add in your bestowal towards the Creator, your forces that will already be receiving in order to bestow. And then you will feel in the bestowal of the Creator the light of Chokhmah.
What does it mean that I express myself correctly, that I am included in such a way that force passes through?
You don't want to be any form of a barrier. The Creator is standing there before you, towards the group. So you don't want to be any form of a partition. You want to clothe in the qualities of the Creator. You want to subjugate yourself towards Him and let Him do whatever He wants. And especially, mostly, that's towards the group. The exercise is towards the group, and then you, in such a way, nullify yourself more and more, and the Creator operates through you towards the friends more and more, and then you start to come closer to the friends in such a way, and to subjugate yourself more towards them, and towards the Creator, and then it turns out that you're incorporated in His bestowal. And in such a way, you nullify more and more your coarseness to the extent in which you come to a state in which all your thoughts and desires, all your actions are only to not be in His way, in the way of the Creator's bestowal towards the friends. That's how you refine your coarseness. Well, of course, you have to pray and ask for this to happen this way, but the effort is in that direction. It's actually just like the title of our lesson, Subjugation and Annulment. Okay.
So, I want to do the exercise that you're talking about. I have friends, I have some thoughts and desires of my own. I now nullify all that, and where is the force of the Creator that needs to dress in me and pass on to others?
So that's not you. You just need to nullify yourself as much as possible, your I in bestowal towards friends, and to be refined, pure. So that through you, the Creator will be able to bestow. As if you're not in His way, between the Creator and the group. You're making a zero of yourself, in other words.
No. Belarus.
Доброе утро. Раф, я должен действовать так, чтобы свойства Творца проходили через меня.
Good morning, Rav. Do I need to work in a way that the qualities of the Creator will go through me and without changing and influence the group? Why is then each of us a carrier of a unique part?
This stems from the first vessel that we're all included in, Moscow 7.
Какая должна быть самая правильная причина для моей отмены? Важность Творца.
What kind of reason, the right reason should be for my annulment? The importance of the friends, or my calculation, what is it?
You don't want to bother the Creator in bestowing to the society with your ego. That's altogether what it is. That's in simplest words. Do you understand? Don't make many calculations here. Do these things, and from your deeds we know you. Also, relative to the friend from Belarus who asked earlier, don't be smart. Just do, and that's it, without these calculations. All our work is a work of annulment upon the desire.
Hi, my dear Rav. Hi, friends. Is there a risk that bestowing can be confused by the friends as a disturbance? Thank you.
Every action of mine towards the friends before I nullify myself is a disturbance. It is a disturbance. And every action I do in annulling myself towards the friends and become more refined towards them. By that, I make room for the upper light to bestow through me upon them. That's it.
All and one.
Yes, thank you, Ralph. This whole idea of be a barrier, a partition between the Creator and Aten, it really induces fear. Is this the correct fear to work with?
Well, let's say yes, but actually, let it be that way. Where I don't want to be an obstruction or to impede the influence of the Creator upon humanity. Because actually, I am the only one that is disrupting. I'm the only disruptor that because of me, the world, humanity, 10 is suffering.
Hungaria, Polish.
It seems that I need to develop an ability to see myself from the outside for these exercises. How can I develop this ability that I watch myself from the outside and watch my desires and actions?
We need to try. To try more and more, as much as I try to nullify my ego, my desires and thoughts that can obstruct the Creator in bestowing the society. So I need to try and check myself. What does it mean to be transparent? Transparent is the quality of Bina, as it has nothing of its own, maybe translucent. It simply wants to be in pure bestowal. And that is the first degree that I want to attain. And that's considered that I let the Creator bestow through me without me being disruptive towards that act of bestowal. And this is considered that I'm doing everything for the benefit of the ten without any criticism or examination for myself. Or I do a criticism upon myself and I'm capable of subjugating myself and forcefully making myself such that I will not impede the bestowal of the Creator upon the society, where I'm letting myself forcefully be nullified. This is what we're talking about for several lessons already.
Regarding the annulment, how does it work? With what power? How do you activate the annulment?
Try to constantly feel the influence, the bestowal of the Creator upon the ten. And if we were to annul yourself and let the Creator bestow, to subjugate yourself in such a way that you seemingly don't belong, don't exist. You want the Creator to be able to directly bestow upon the group without you in between. How would you behave? How would you think? What would you do? You seemingly need to then clothe the bestowal of the Creator upon the group, to think how He bestows upon the group, and then to adapt in your depiction of this, your imagination, which is the bestowal of the Creator upon the group, to depict yourself in such a way that you're adapted to not impede. That's in the beginning. And then to also do actions that are for, to increase the bestowal of the Creator upon the group. Okay?
Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. Rav, what you just described is the same modus operandi as Arvut. If I don't take on the Arvut first towards the friends, it's like this pattern of action that keeps repeating itself, yes?
Of course, it all is included in the concept of Arvut, in which we need to help one another this way and to join to one another. And along the way, according to my plan, we will return to the article, the Arvut, again. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. In base a quale misura io aggiungo il mio annullamento volta per volta?
What am I based upon in order to add annulment each time? What do I base it on?
As if you don't exist and you want the Creator to actually reveal through you to the group and influence them in such a way and bestow them in such a way. That's it. To be translucent, transparent, to be pure, that's called to annul your ego. You can annul it through actions of bestowing in order to bestow. That's where you feel that you are as a partition, as an obstruction that is passive. And later you'll discover that there's also an obstruction on your behalf, which is active, which you will have to nullify, cancel, and then see there about receiving in order to bestow the bestowal of the Creator.
Latin 7.
Buen día, gracias, Rab. La pregunta es la siguiente. Puede ampliar cómo ser que te...
Good day, hello, Rav. Christian from Argentina is asking about what you said in the beginning, that I work towards them as keter and purify myself. He is asking, can you expand on what it means to be keter towards the ten?
I make a keter for myself, let's say, which has nothing but transferring the upper light as it is to the rest of the kilim, of the vessels. That is my work. That's what I want to be. Such that the creator, the upper light, the abstract surrounding light, no matter how you call it, the light of Ein Sof, will bestow through me to the whole ten. And by that, I do not get involved. My work is just with myself, to not disturb. It's like to remove myself from the path of the light. Well, you can depict it in all kinds of ways, but that's what I want the group to feel through me, in the way that the bestowal of the light comes through me without any involvement on my behalf.
Балтия, Ван.
Товарищ спрашивает, могу ли я самоотмениться или только...
Question from a friend, whether I can annul myself or only play with it.
We can't do any act of annulment on our own, but rather we can try to play it, act it, such that this game will include two major components. One, that I want to practically as much as possible nullify myself towards the friends, as Rabash writes also, and recommends this greatly, that we have to annul ourselves towards the friends. And the second part, which is that I nullify towards the Creator. I turn to Him and ask Him to help me annul myself. So there's an action that is towards the group, and there's an action towards the Creator.
Grab you one.
Hello, Rav. What am I seeing or feeling when or if I'm annulling correctly? I mean, what should be like in my field of attention? What's there in front of me?
I don't exactly understand what you're saying, and I think that this question is not quite in the place, because none is wiser than one with experience. You should try to do these things, and then we will talk from the practical questions that arise. We need to try in whatever way we understand, and not with some kind of smarts, but in what we understand. And what we understand is not in our intellect, it's from our heart. As much as possible, I want the Creator to bestow through me towards the society. That's it. And try in that, and from that, if you'll have questions, but from doing so, then we'll continue and ask and scrutinize that.
Спасибо, Раф. Товарищ из десятки спрашивает, какую я должен произвести подготовку?
Friends from the ten are asking, what kind of preparation I need to make in order to annul myself consciously towards the upper degree?
I don't know what needs to be done, what form of preparation we need to do in order to annul ourselves towards the Creator. I think that this preparation, well, the question is in place. It's the right question. First of all, the importance of the society needs to be, in my eyes, very big, where I want, because of that, to nullify myself. The attitude towards the society needs to be in the form of responsibility, arvut, and love, where I'll want to annul myself just so that the Creator will bestow to them. Just like I, let's say, in the family, and I annul myself and don't want to receive even partially or my part, but rather just for everyone in the family to receive what they deserve, and I seemingly am not there, I'm just passing on to them my part as well. But my part as well is not quite that way, because that's already receiving in order to bestow. But let's say it's that way. Meaning the preparation needs to come from me considering importantly the society, discovering a love for them, feeling them as more important in my eyes than myself, and my concern for them is what obligates me to nullify myself and to be a conduit, a transition, or transparent, translucent in the bestowal of light from the Creator to the society. See these things, because these things have to do more with feeling than with intellect.
Boker Tov Rav, Aim ze Tergil Tov.
Good morning, Rav. Is it a good exercise to be envy of a friend and take an example from them in regards to the annulment that's felt from them?
That's always good. That's good. And not that it's everything or the main thing, but it's good.
Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, hello, Rav. How much does it influence the renewal of the intention and the importance of the society? How much does it influence in this purification?
I already
talked about the fact that the importance of the society defines how much I can annul myself. That's it. It's just like, let's say, in a family even. We already talked about this in our previous lesson on the same topic of annulment and subjugation. How a mother, even when she's sick and feels not well, but the extent in which she subjugates herself towards her young children who require care. So she rises and does everything, and she's not allowed to be sick because the children demand care. That's how we are. It all depends on the extent or the level of importance.
Doing my intention over and over and over with more intensity.
Well, what's the question here? Of course. There's no question here. It's constantly changing.
Rav, I don't feel that I'm making a wall, a partition. How will I feel that?
Try more and more to come closer to the group in such a way that you look at them and are envious in how connected they are to one another and how distant you are from that still. And you will see. But slowly, slowly. Slowly, slowly. That will come. Patience.
Спасибо, Ров. Скажите, пожалуйста, а правильно я понимаю, вот эта перегородка?
Thank you, Rob. Do I understand correctly that this partition that I am is the flaws I see in the friends, and when I pass on the light through me, it means I see the friends as corrected and I don't see their flaws?
That's along the way. It's not important whether you understand it correctly or not, but you understand. That's how you feel. Then continue. Just continue in a way that you will try to be not as a barrier between the Creator and them. That's it. By that you will get the feeling of the character of the Creator. Bulgaria 1.
Раф, в какво друго се изразява отмяната, освен постоянно да се стремя да служа на другарите и моля Твореца да ми помогне в това?
Besides trying to always serve the friends and ask the Creator to help me with that, how else is the annulment expressed?
There are many different ways of annulment on all the different degrees, all the way to the end of correction. Where there it's only the complete annulment. And there's what we call passive annulment, where I nullify my ego. And there's active annulment with my incorporation with the society and so on. There are many forms of annulment. According to as much as we rise in all these states, we will learn this, talk about this, and do this. For the time being, this is the first degree in which we need to implement it in such a way in the ten, as each and every one nullifies himself seemingly as he wants that the Creator will bestow through him in a direct manner, for him not to be a barrier between the Creator and the friends. Okay.
Спасибо, Раф. Сама отмена — это на каждой ступени все новое и новое усилие, отменяя себя. И так до самого...
Self. Is it an additional effort in every degree to nullify myself?
Yes, but you be concerned with what you do have. Don't be smart. Every single degree and degree, that won't give you anything. You don't know what degrees are. Now you have this state. Do in this state annulment. That's it. Period. In that, you are already becoming neutral towards the Creator. Not evoking any force to receive. And then, slowly, slowly, you will also start to feel through you forces to bestow, which move from the Creator to the friends.
Важность группы должна быть на уровне Творца и определяет мою самоотмену.
Кен. Натанья.
I have a feeling that friends are begging me to interfere, to be the...
שבדברים האלו שאנחנו עכשיו מדברים, הקבוצה, החברים, הם צריכים להיות יותר חשובים מהבורא. זה נקרא מאהבת הבריות לאהבת השם. ולכן אני דואג קודם כל על אליהם.
Therefore, I first look at them and seemingly use the Creator to bestow, correct, and protect them.
בסדר. PTS.
Okay.
האגו שלי כל הזמן מתחדש. הרצונות, הדחפים, המחשבות. זה שאני פעם אחת אמרתי שאני מתבטל כלפי בורא וחברים, זה בשנייה הבא מתבטל. מה זאת אומרת התהליך התמידי של הביטול וההכנעה?
נו, כלפי עשירייה, איך יכול להיות אחרת? כמו שאתה משתנה בכל רגע ורגע, באגו שלך, אתה צריך בכל רגע ורגע לבטל אותו.
It's like you change in your ego every moment. You need to nullify every moment so that the Creator's influence can pass through to the group. Mark, so how do I do it with regards to things that don't belong to the ten, then, Rav? No, there's no such thing. The truth is that everything in our life is certainly aimed at the ten, and the ten is being stabilized every moment in life. So every thought, every desire that arises, what do? I put it in front of my eyes, and then what do? Rav, I want to be translucent. I want to nullify myself. I want to bring myself to zero, like Rabash writes. And then the Creator will bestow to the group through me without a concealing screen on the way. That's it. PT 13. How am I disrupting the Creator from bestowing the group to the group? Rav, with your ego, what else is there? What else do you have? And what disturbances are there in reality besides the ego? So in your ego, you are impeding the Creator in bestowing to the group, to humanity, to the whole world. Rehovot.
Rehovot. Rav, to be one who's disturbing and to be a zero, are those two actions that go together, do they not nullify one another, cancel one another?
Rav, no, to be zero is not a disturbance. It's to nullify yourself, and you want the Creator to influence the whole world without your disturbance. You don't want to pose a disturbance. What does it mean?
What do you mean disturbance if it's something that you annulled yourself? We are in a lesson that's called annulment and subjugation. That's why we're learning this action.
Turki Free.
Good morning, Tira. Question by my friends. I see that my will to receive getting bigger when I annul myself to my 10. Is it because I can't annul myself enough or in a right way?
We are all in the last generation. We are all those vessels that couldn't have been corrected in all the previous states. And our ego is very big. It still needs to be revealed in us, but it is truly an ego with which in its development we come to the implementation and realization of the purpose of creation. Hence, it's no wonder that it's difficult for us and that our path is long, because we're correcting, we're absorbing from all the world, all the disturbances and problems, and raising that to correction. So take that into account and do this work loyally, persistently, and make this great challenge, because in every single one of my actions, I bring contentment to the Creator, even though I don't reach the end of correction as I dream of. So I don't want to dream about that. I want to be in a point that I'm in now. In that point of my current adhesion to the purpose and the goal, that's what I want to be in, and to bring contentment from there. And that's it. That's all. We don't need to yearn for anything else. And then if I do it in that way, my work is pure, and I'm not making any barrier in the bestowal of the Creator upon others. I'm correcting myself in the system of Adam Rishon to truly be that conduit in the correct way of the upper light in everyone. That's what we need to do all together. There's many words, but all in all, it's one action.
Latin one.
Gracias, Rav. Rav, volviendo un poco lo que Marek estaba preguntando, si yo durante el día no estoy
asked,
con la decena, pero
if during the day I'm not together with the ten, but
tomar esos pensamientos,
my thoughts,
para mí o para la decena,
could can be taken to myself or to the ten. So is the annulment when I'm focused on my thoughts, if I focus on them and reject them, and I ask the Creator to bestow to the ten instead of filling myself up with my desires.
Yes, you're right. Nevertheless, well, you're talking out of your experience, your immense experience together with us. But I would recommend to think of it in a different way, not to be an obstructor of the bestowal of the Creator upon this is Anatan. And when I'm in the way and the Creator can't bestow upon the ten through me because I am with my will to receive in the way, how do I nullify and subjugate such that the Creator will nevertheless bestow through me, but I won't be as a barrier, as an obstruction, but as if I don't exist there. And that's how the Creator will bestow. And then I am in this, and all of a sudden I feel that by this I'm in adhesion, in vikut with the Creator, in other words, in passive adhesion, in my annulment. Only what are we talking about? Where I do annulment towards the will to receive, towards my ego. When I say that I want to do an act of not being a barrier, by that I'm already becoming a partner to the Creator. That's a more active action. I'm nullifying my I and joining the Creator in a manner that He can bestow through me and use me. So although I'm annulling myself, my annulment is an active one because it costs me great forces. And then I'm already in partnership with the Creator. Although there's arvut, annulment, well, a form of sharing where the Creator is bestowing upon the ten to the extent in which I nullify myself. And then it turns out that I am operating here even in a practical manner, because I'm annulling my ego. I am pressing it, I'm pressuring the Creator to annul it. And then I'm nevertheless in all kinds of common actions with Him. Later, states will come in which I'm not just nullifying myself and letting the Creator bestow to the ten through me in a passive manner, but rather I, just as I annulled myself and learned how to nullify myself and to let the Creator pass His bestowal through me in a passive way, but rather I will also use it in an active way. In what way can I, with my will to receive, help, cause, be an active partner with the Creator in its in bestowal upon the ten, to the extent in which I will give myself an energy supplier, a generator in my coarseness, which becomes refinement, purity, where I'm adding of myself as well in my participation in the group. But this all moves through the subjugation as I join the Creator and annul myself more and more, not just in annulling my ego, but also in inverting it to an action that is active in bestowal together with the Creator. And in such a way, I become a partner. Meaning, what we're learning today is the foundation, the beginning of actions together with the Creator. And the group here is as the place to which me and the Creator are bestowing together. Okay? I can see and feel that you understood very well.
Как нам развить такую чувствительность, чтобы всегда находиться в правильной самоотмене?
How to develop such a sensitivity to always be in annulment in the ten?
One will help his friend. You need to be an example to one another. I need to feel in my ten that I am actually constantly just in the ten. It doesn't matter whether I feel them or don't. I am constantly in the ten. Now the question is, how can I feel my constant presence in the ten, that the ten is constantly influencing me? This is called the lack of my spiritual sense or feel at this point, where the mess of this world is confusing me and obscuring the true reality from me. So by us learning with you now how to nullify myself as a barrier before the group towards the ten, from that we will later learn also how to annul the external world, which is as a barrier between us and the upper world, between us and the Creator. That's down the road. You'll see how we're not allowed to jump ahead here. That's a few degrees ahead.
Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот скажите, в отношении пассивного отмена я еще могу более-менее понять, почувствовать.
Thank you, Rav. With regards to passive annulment, I can feel it, but what
we're
about
not talking
active?
About that yet. We're not yet talking about that. I just said it a little to give a little context. But for the time being, don't confuse, because these are opposite things from one another. We just want to nullify each himself so that the Creator, through him, will influence, bestow towards the group, so that my ego and all my thoughts and desires that are personal will not be as a barrier, as a filter, as something that stands in the way of the Creator to bestow to everyone. I am seemingly nullifying myself, like Rabash says, to make a zero of myself. Let's just talk about that.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Скажи, пожалуйста, согласие с тем,
что... Good morning, Nirav. If you can tell us, please, agreeing with what's happening in the group, is that called self-annulment?
We're not talking about that. I'm talking about the bestowal of the Creator upon the group, upon our annulment towards the Creator, so that he will bestow through my ego, because my ego will become transparent. That is what we're talking about. And it's not like by this I'm involving my attitude towards the ten and how I examine them and do critique upon them. I don't want to talk about that now. I want to see the group in the way of the Creator is bestowing upon them. That's it. And by that, I can assist by me not obstructing, not impeding it, as if I'm the only pipeline through which the Creator can bestow to the ten. Also towards the world, also towards all of reality, we will have to do that. Just like Bala Sulam writes in the article Arvut.
Itafri.
Sì, Rav, come in decina nelle nostre discussioni non disturbare.
How in the ten in our discussions how can we not interfere with the flow of the Creator?
By each annulling himself towards the Creator and towards the ten, and not becoming a barrier between them, between the Creator and the ten. That's called the not bother.
Le discussioni ognuno aggiunge il suo colore come se si volesse.
Because in our discussions everyone adds his reason as if he wants to excel, to be separate.
I don't know about discussions. What do you have with discussions? I can't stand those discussions where each starts to be smart in the eyes of the others. Each of you needs to nullify himself in order to be as neutral as possible towards the society. I don't want to bestow anything towards the society. Whatever I bestow is for sure through my ego. So first of all, it is annulment, like Rabash writes, to become a zero. And for that, you don't need discussions, but rather the individual work of a person. Okay. What else will I do? Well, Kiev, Vlad.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот я пытаюсь сейчас вот сделать это действие, стать прозрачным.
Yes, Rav. When I try to do this action now to become translucent, not to feel myself, only the qualities of my great friends, what does the Creator want to pass through?
I don't know. And I also don't feel the qualities of my great friends. I don't feel them as great, as small. I am just thinking, how will I nullify myself so that the upper force through me will bestow towards my ten? That's it.
А зачем я нужен Творцу для того, чтобы он на десятку влиял? Есть какая-то в этом роль?
Why is the Creator a vessel to bestow to the ten? What's the role?
When I nullify myself towards the bestowal of the Creator upon the ten, I do a restrict upon myself, upon my I. That's the first spiritual action. And then there will be the next spiritual actions in which, where I'm connecting to the friends and will raise their coarseness towards correction, towards the Creator, and so on. Wait, we'll see. But that is the first action where I nullify myself towards the bestowal of the Creator and towards the friends. Without that action, there is no other action.
You said, I don't feel the friends as great, or the other way around. What do I feel then?
Annulment. Annulment. That's it. I nullify myself. That is what I do in that action, and not involving anything else in that. There will be other actions which I will later want to feel, and of course, but that is not that action. Every action needs to be exactly according to what it is in its place.
I don't think about anything, don't want anything.
You want to be one thing, a conduit, a pipe between the way between the Creator and the friends. That's it. Where you have nothing other than that. You just want to bestow to the two of them, to bind the Creator with the friends. Try to feel that as a mother towards the baby, as she wants to be that way, where if he has some problem, she wants to be a pipe from the upper force towards him.
Latin one.
Shalom, Rab. Buenas noches, amigos. Mi pregunta es, ¿qué diferencia hay entre querer corregir a la decena y hacerte un Rab, y hazte un Rab?
What is the difference between the desire to correct the ten and to be as a Rab, make yourself a Rab?
I don't answer such questions because it has nothing to do with the lesson right now. To be a Rav, I don't know what it is to be a Rav. There is. Rabash writes about all those things. That's gradually one after the other. Now we are talking only about annulment.
New York free. Нью-Йорк фри.
Да, я извиняюсь. А в чем разница между отменой и скромностью, Раф?
What's the difference between humility and annulment?
Let's say there's no difference. I don't want to dig in that. I want you to understand what we need to do and for you to do it. Because if you don't do it, then it's a waste of all these wisdoms that you want to philosophize about. You won't understand beyond that anything correctly. Therefore, if we stumble upon these things, then it's not worthwhile to open other things beyond that.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov. Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Rav, ¿cómo descubro que estoy siendo un obstáculo para la revelación del Creador a mi decena y al mundo?
How do I know if I'm posing a disturbance or being a barrier between the Creator and the world and the ten?
When all your thoughts are only for the benefit of the group, and that's why you're nullifying yourself so that the Creator will bestow to them. And that's the only thing you're thinking about. That's considered that you became a pipe towards them in annulment and subjugation. Okay.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
The more you try to do this action, the more thoughts and mess is happening. He's playing with you such a rough game. How do you take over that?
First of all, you take over it, and you're also a good example for it. You also changed greatly compared to what you were a few months ago. So, it's right, there are many thoughts in the heart of a person, and the counsel of the Creator will help you come out of them. What to do? Make the friends as the main important thing. Just like a mother has nothing more precious than her baby, and therefore she thinks of him all the time. That's the state that you need to come to, so that the ten for you will be your soul. Your soul. And therefore you're thinking all the time just about that. And it's not that these friends, but it's truly your internality. It's the spiritual structure of yours, that you will feel the whole spiritual world inside this structure. Think about that more, and you will see that you'll see what you need to be guided, aimed towards.
Barur.
Clear?
Tov. Tel Aviv free.
Rav, the Creator dwells in the center of the ten without my action. What is my annulment adding to the ten?
That's that the Creator fills the whole world, and the whole world is in the end of correction, and there was no corruption whatsoever. That's written and it's clear. But I need to accept it as it appears to me, since I need to correct my qualities so that everything will appear to me as corrected to start with. And there was never a corruption. There was never a flaw in it. Therefore, your question is not in the place at all. It's not correct.
French.
Que la subjugation annulation est un processus ou un état qui permet d'aller vers un degré d'humilité. Et comment rappeler l'importance de cela dans la dizaine?
How to guard the importance of annulment in the ten?
You need to repeat this lesson several times. You need to read all the excerpts that have to do with this lesson. They're here before me on my computer. And certainly, are before you as well. Annulment and subjugation, selected excerpts from the sources. I think that is also translated into several languages, yes? So try to read more and more and to understand from this the extent in which annulment and subjugation is the first spiritual action a creature must do. Who else do we have here? PT6.
Rav, אני נמצא בעשירייה, עשירייה משפיעה.
Rav, I'm in the 10. The 10 influences me with greatness of the goal. I want to do some action for the 10, and I do it. How do I know that I'm translucent, that I have purified, that I did what the Creator wants, and it's not my ego?
When you feel that all your thoughts and concerns are just on how the Creator will bestow through you to the 10, where you're caring for them like a mother does for her infant. Nothing but that. That's the only thing you care about. And then you have come to the state of annulment and subjugation. And from that, you can already start to be more active in connecting to the Creator in order to awaken Him seemingly through the Creator to bestow upon the ten. You hear? Now you're nullifying yourself in order to give the Creator the place to bestow towards the society through you in a translucent way. That's called that you're doing a restriction upon your will to receive and come to the degree of Bina where you want nothing for yourself. And then you awaken your will to receive such that by that you're awakening the Creator to bestow upon the society even more, meaning you become an amplifier. The true amplifier of the bestowal of the Creator upon the ten. More and more and more. It's like you're asking from Him, you're praying for them beyond the annulment. And in this way, you awaken Him to bestow upon the society. You receive the desires of the friends, you want to correct them, you raise their man. You receive from the Creator the force of correction, mud, and correct them, and then you truly become an active conduit, an active pipeline. You know, there's a pipe which, let's say, oil or a liquid or fuel usually moves from one country to another in long distances. There's along the way, there are stations in this pipeline which increase the pressure, which pump this liquid so that it will move onwards. So there's what we call the passive, it's just a pipe altogether. And then there's with these machines, these pumps that also pull and also push that which is in them, this liquid that's in them, forward. So you already become working with your will to receive in order to bestow. And that's how you do it. Also between the Creator and the group. That is how you feel yourself all the time.
Except for the action of annulment, how do I know that I've done this purification correctly? The refinement correctly. How do I know that I'm on the right track?
That is my feeling. There's nothing I can say here about that. You're asking me questions that can only be seen through a feeling of a person. But I'm telling you, depict yourself in the place of a mother that is concerned with her baby. That's it. Where she truly wants not to exist, just for it to be for his benefit. And as much as she can add from herself, she does. Okay. What to do?
Moldova.
Добрый день, дорогой Рав, товарищи. Rafa, вот допустим, я должен считать, что товарищи, если они...
Good evening, Rav, dear friends. Let's say I need to think that if the friends are coming to the ten, they are yearning for the Creator, and I need to pray for them to get strength and forces, or I need to clarify with the ten what they need.
No, you need to bestow as much as possible. And along the way, of course, some of the friends will leave because they will see that it doesn't suit the inner part in them. But without doing many calculations, you need to subjugate yourself towards them by, just like what we're going through right now and talking about, so that you will not be a barrier in the way of the bestowal of the Creator towards the Ten. That's the main thing. That is the first action. It's called annulment and subjugation, or later we will see it as all together included in tzimtzum, in restriction. After the restriction, you have a masach, the screen, and ochoze, the reflected light, and an active action, meaning the desire of a person himself. For the time being, it's just the annulment of the desire.
Если, допустим, вот я прошу Творца за десятку, то есть чтобы он дал им силу объединиться, чтобы дал им силу...
If, let's say, I ask of the Creator for the ten, so he gives them strength to unite, to rise to the spiritual degree, and I nullify because it's not for me, it's for the friends.
I don't know your words, I'm telling you what you need to do, and you just need to do and see what your heart feels from that. You need to understand your heart and try to aim it such that it will be direct, a straight pipe between the Creator and the friends, so that what the friends need and the Creator gives, and you are just supporters of the two, so that they will be able to connect to one another. That's the goal.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Please, Rav, say, what remains in my ego when I nullify myself?
What remains is a restriction upon the whole big ego, which is constantly awakening and bothering. But you are constantly in a dynamic manner, are restricting it as on its own, it has nothing, but rather all of it is just through it to others. You become a pipe. Italy 4.
Ken. Una domanda da parte di Luigi. Annullarmi con questa modalità che hai spiegato non compromette la...
To nullify in this form you've discussed, you've explained to us, is it not a cause for... Sorry, can I repeat?
Annullarmi in questa maniera che hai appena spiegato...
When I nullify in this way you've explained...
Dovrebbe darci la possibilità di...
Does it not mean that the growing desire, when we nullify the desire that is supposed to grow, that so that we can come to the level of the Creator with it?
I don't understand the question.
Huh? I don't understand what's the question there. Colin, do you understand it?
Maybe like this. Annulment is like decrease, but our desire is supposed to rise until we reach the level of the Creator.
And in accordance with that, the annulment grows. Accordingly, the annulment needs to be increased as well. The small restriction on a small desire, a bigger restriction on a bigger desire, and that's how all the way to Ein Sof, we need to nullify the egoistic usage of our desire. Where I, for the time being, am not working with my will to receive, but rather just restricting it. Later, I will work with a will to receive of the friends in order to fill them together with the Creator. And then I will operate my will to receive in order to participate in this. That's how it is. But that's Gadlut already. That's an adulthood stage of this. First, we need to come through the restriction, the work in the coarseness of Shoresh, Aleph, and Bet, the qualities of bestowal, to completely open up the quality of bestowal from the Creator towards the friends, and I seemingly don't exist in the middle. It's like Bina that's in the middle between Keter and Malchut. And then we will continue onwards from there. Don't hurry. It will come. What shall we do? I think it's worthwhile to maybe move to the second lesson. They have still questions. Well, Maxix.
Rav,
please say, what does it mean to raise a deficiency to the Creator, and where is self-annulment here?
What am I raising from my deficiency to the Creator for, which is called a prayer? What am I asking for? I am asking to annul myself and to be a pipeline in my bestowal towards the group. The group, for the time being, for me, is the whole world. All of reality. And that's what I want to be. Okay? Well, and last, the yellow one, Merkaz one.
What are the steps to be done in order to enter annulment?
Nothing, just to nullify himself like Rabash writes, to be a 0000 towards the friends, and also to ask the Creator, for the Creator to bestow through me to the group. We will sing a song and move to this.
Anyone, no matter where we may be, everyone, everywhere's part of one beautiful soul. And anyway, we're never that far away. Every road, everywhere runs to one beautiful goal. So close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What a day. Everyone's gonna come out to play, out of their hideaway. How do you do? Any game, ready to follow you anywhere. Whatever you wanna play, I'll play it too. So close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Six, five, four, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.